me yesterday about preaching, and I was kind of like, what? Because she said, we're looking for someone. And how about you? And I said, oh my gosh, I don't think so. And Sahara's sick, you know, and I said, I don't think it would be a very good idea, you know, maybe some other time. And I just couldn't shake it out of my head, so I called her back and said, well, Dudley or I won, we'll preach, you know, I guess, you know. And I kind of thought I'd push it off on Junior. And then this God just kind of started stirring up inside of me about resurrection life, and I thought, well, that's kind of Easterish, you know, and we can talk about Jesus raising from the dead. That's pretty easy, nobody, you know, no big deal. And you just kind of stirred and stirred and stirred, and I finally said, I think I'm supposed to be the one preaching, because I just got this stirring inside of me that, you know, God just wants me to say some stuff. So last night I just felt like God gave me some verses and some things to share, and I'm really excited because I really feel like God wants us to live and walk in that resurrection life, you know, and he defeated death for us, so we don't have to defeat it, because it's been defeated. All we have to do is walk in that victory, you know. And if you'll turn to Romans 6, we're going to read verses 1 through 5. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. And then if you go down to verse 9, it says, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he lives unto God. Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. I think that we could also take not just sin, but everything that Satan comes against us with, and replace it with the word sin there. We're not dead. You know, we don't have to let depression have dominion over us. We don't have to let anger control us or bitterness. We don't have to let that get into our relationships and ruin them, because we are not under Satan's control anymore. God already brought us out of that, you know. I looked up the word resurrection, and what it means is standing up again, restoration to life, rising from the dead, a moral recovery of spiritual truth. Because when we're in darkness, when we are deceived, we're in spiritual death. We're just letting that death deceive us and keep us from that, and we feel like we're dead, you know. But if we, when we get the truth inside of us, then it's like resurrection, because we come right back into that truth and we're excited, and all of a sudden there's light and joy and life and hope, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, I am alive, you know? So it's really awesome. I've never heard that being connected with resurrection, that moral, that truth, the spiritual truth being connected as part of life, you know? We've already been saved from death, saved from the power of Satan. When we were dead, we didn't have a lot of choice when Satan came at us with, you know, everything that keeps us in the grave, the anger and the depression and the everything, all of that, because we were dead. But now that we're alive in Jesus, we're not under that power. So why do we let Satan keep us in the grave? Why do we let him keep us there? God already opened it, brought us out, and we let him push us back into it, you know? Ah, why do we do that? Because we're alive. Would you go lay in a grave? Would you go out to the cemetery and lay down in a tomb? I wouldn't, because I'm not dead. So why do we let Satan push us back and put us in that tomb when we're living? If you turn over to Colossians 1:13. It says, who, God, has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. He's already delivered us from that. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. So then you has he quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Were dead. Past tense. We're not dead anymore. Stop acting like it. Stop acting like you're dead. Acting like you belong in the tomb. You know, everything's gloomy and dreary and blah, blah, blah. You're not there anymore. You're not dead. So stop playing possum. You are alive. Let that life flow through you. Stand up. Don't let depression hold you down. I felt so strongly. Depression was the biggest word that kept coming to me last night. And I just, it's pushing us into a grave with its lies. That's what it is. It is a liar spirit. Depression lies to us. And I think that is the biggest, one of the biggest spirits coming against our body right now is depression. I know that I've been struggling with it off and on. I know some other people that have been struggling with it. You know, when you're sick, you start getting kind of depressed too because you don't feel good physically, and that takes its toll emotionally and spiritually. But what it does, depression, it takes a real situation. You're sick, and it lies to you about it. You're hopeless. You're never going to get better. Oh, you should just give up. Liar! Liar, liar, liar! You're not. You're not going to stay that way. You need to stand up. Stand up. Remember the resurrection thing about recovering the spiritual truth? John 8:32 says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So stand up, look that liar spirit in the face, and live. Jesus gave us authority over Satan because he already defeated him. So we just have to walk and live in that victory. Colossians 2:6. Says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him. Well, you didn't receive him by being dead. You received him into life. He pulled you into life. You received him with excitement. You know, you received him by faith and by trusting that what he did was enough, and you walked into that life. You need to continue walking that way and not go back into the way it was before. You can't walk if you're laying in the tomb playing dead. So what is pushing you down right now? Today is Resurrection Sunday. Today is your Resurrection Sunday. Stand up. Stand up. Look that lying, life-zapping spirit in the eyes and tell him, I choose life. I choose Jesus. You've already been defeated because Jesus already won. And then step out of the tomb that you've been laying in, that you've been trapped in. The stone's already been rolled away. Jesus already did all the hard work for us. Throw off those garments that you've been laying in that tomb, and they're filthy and nasty holding you down, and step out into the light and into the life. 1 Corinthians 15:55 through 57. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Death has no sting or victory over us anymore. John 10:10 says, that the thief comes not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Abundantly. The devil is just trying to steal that life from you, but he can't do it because God already gave us that life. It's already ours, and we possess it. He can't take it from us, you know? So God wants us to live excessively, overflowing, extraordinary lives, not just barely making it by. You know, he doesn't just barely give us enough breath to make it from here to there, and we're barely living, and we've got nothing to be excited about. He gives us a really abundant life. We have lots to be excited about. Amen. You know, if somebody were in the hospital and really sick, and the doctor gave them an antibiotic, and it worked, and they're healed, but they don't leave the hospital, And you go visit them and say, hey, Cecil, why didn't you go home? You know, the doctor said you're all well and, you know, you don't need the oxygen anymore. You're okay. Why don't you walk on out? Oh, well, because he said I'm sick. Well, Cecil, you're not sick. Yeah, but he said I'm sick, so I have to stay in this bed and be sick. But Cecil, you're not sick. Stand up. You'd think he was crazy. You'd be like, man, get out of the hospital bed, you know, put your clothes on, walk on out, and live. You're not sick. You've been healed. Well, you've been healed. We've been healed. So we've got to step up out of that grave. You know, and I don't know if it's depression that is, I don't know if it's depression that you're struggling with. I don't know if it's anger. I don't know if you're struggling in your relationships. I don't know what is holding you down today. I don't know what it is. But God wants to set you free from that. He wants you to stand up and face it. He's already fought the battle. All we got to do is look at that spirit that is holding us down, that we've been laying in the grave with, and leave it behind. That's the grave clothes. That spirit that's holding you down, that's your grave clothes. Take them off. Tell them to get off. And step out into that resurrection life and live. And I really feel like that's what God wants us to do today, is to just break free from that and live. And I know Cecil's got, he's going to share about communion, but I really feel like we need to play that Come Forth Out of the Grave song again and just ask God, what is it? Unless, I mean, if you already know, you know, just get rid of it. But if you don't know, if you're not sure what it is that's been holding you down, holding you back, you know, killing you, taking the life out of you, ask God to show you what it is and stand up. Stand up. Physically stand up as a symbol and step out of that. And I really feel that that needs to happen before we can take communion, that we need to free ourselves from that and come into life, you know, so we can partake and remember Jesus that way.